Dr. Hilda Heine was unanimously elected 24-0. Some of the members left their ballots blank as they were a little upset about the whole process. But so she's our first woman president.
And the first woman president for the whole of the Pacific. Is that a big deal in the Marshall Islands? How are people taking it?
Well, I think it's a huge deal. I grew up in America, so to me, the idea of having a woman president, I think, to me, represents an advance. She's very well educated. She's the first Marshallese woman or person ever to get a PhD. And so she's very intelligent, and she's very politically savvy. And I just think we're in great hands. But there are people out there, and I've been reading online some of the comments on some of the Marshallese Facebook sites. This is something new for them because a woman, you know, there's only ever been, until this particular election, there had only ever been one woman at a time out of the 33 seats in our parliament. So now there are three, and now we have a woman president. So it represents a huge amount of change for most Marshallese people. And I think there are some concerns that suddenly it's a woman. But, you know, I think you would have that concern. I'm sure if Hillary Clinton wins in the U.S., the same thing's going to happen. So to me, it's not as big an issue as maybe some people are making it.
The vote was a clear victory. But as you mentioned, there has been a lot of instability and shifting around amongst politicians in the Marshall Islands. Will Hilda Heine last?
Well, see, to me, the big issue now, they were supposed to have a constitutional convention this year. And one of the things everybody really wants here, I think it was like 80% of the people who were polled at one point wanted this done, and that is direct election of the president. Because right now, we have to sit back and watch these kinds of dramas unfold where you have 33 people electing the president for the rest of the Marshall Islands. And I think a lot of people would really like direct election of the president. Because I think what's going to happen is, we've seen this before, this is our eighth vote of no confidence since 1999. I mean, it happens a lot. I really don't like them. I wish you could just give somebody a chance to finish out their term and be president. But there's a lot on the line. There's more money if you're a minister or a president, and there's more travel, and it's just you take a bigger role in the government if you can be in power. So people are constantly, of course, trying to get there, and I think that's prompted a lot of these votes of no confidences, unfortunately.
When is Hilda Heine likely to announce her cabinet, and what sort of government is she likely to lead? What policy differences will we see?
Well, that's the thing that remains to be seen. It's very fascinating here because no longer, we used to have, like, you could see which parties were which. We kind of knew where they stood on a lot of things. With this current government, people have been shifting all over the place all the time. In fact, the last president, the one that just got the vote of no confidence on, until the day he ran for president, he was part of the other party. So imagine, you know, everybody nominates their candidate, and then the other party nominates the candidate from their own, the other side's party, and it just really threw a lot of confusion into things. So we don't know. There's a lot of speculation about what the cabinet may be like, but, you know, this last election, there was an overwhelming vote for change. Five ministers lost, the speaker, the vice speaker, several other government candidates lost. We've never had an election like this before, ever. And I think it's because people really want to change. So I'm hoping, and, you know, Hilda Heine is a very, very smart person, and I'm hoping she recognizes the state this country is in. There's a lot of infrastructure issues, and we just really need somebody to get things done. And I hope she recognizes that when she picks her cabinet. But we'll see. I mean, everybody starts speculating now. I think they come back in on Friday for the next session, so maybe that's when the cabinet gets announced, but I don't know.
Dr. Hilda Heine has been Education Minister, and she's developed interests during her career. What do you think the focus of those interests is?
Well, she does have a focus on education, which I think is fabulous. I served with her on the board of the College of the Marshall Islands, and I'm currently the president of the Madro Cooperative School here. It's a private school, so I have a lot of interest in education. So we have very similar feelings about, you know, how badly education is needed here and reforms are needed. And I think now that she's president, I think we can have even more. I mean, she's a very impressive person when you sit with her in a meeting, and she's a very deep thinker about almost any issue that comes upon her. So I think I'm just excited to see what happens when she's president.